$4.7 million grant for Green Public Transit Initiative. Texas Border Business. Brownsville, Texas, City of Brownsville Mayor John Cowan Jr. announced that the city has been awarded a $4.7 million grant from U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Transit Administration, FTA, for the replacement of six diesel buses with battery-powered electric buses. This grant represents a significant step towards the city's commitment to reduce its carbon footprint and provide cleaner, more efficient public transportation. "We are immensely grateful and enthusiastic to receive this generous grant," said Mayor Cowan. "This funding will enable our city to continue to do its part to improve air quality in the South Texas region, while continuing its path of transitioning to zero emission. This not only benefits our environment, but also promotes a higher quality of life for our residents. By embracing cleaner practices, we're positioning Brownsville as a forward-thinking city, conscious of the role we play in combating climate change." The Gillig-Allison-Eagan Flex system, which is the vehicle's engine, allows transit agencies to set zero-emission zones in which the bus will automatically run in full zero emissions, engine off in pedestrian areas, such as neighborhoods, parks, downtowns, and other environmentally sensitive areas. Then, recharge itself in diesel hybrid operations in less environmentally sensitive areas. These new buses will allow B-Metro to continue to provide access to jobs and healthcare, while meeting other daily needs for residents, through reliable transportation, said Brownsville City Manager, Helen Ramirez, AICP. "They will also empower our community to do its part to improve climate change." The FTA grant will facilitate the procurement of six battery-powered electric buses. These more advanced buses will provide a quieter, smoother ride and experience for residents while creating a more environmentally friendly ride for residents and visitors. Mayor Cowan also extended his appreciation to the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Transit Administration, FTA, City of Brownsville staff, and those who played a crucial role in securing this grant. "The replacement of the six buses is consistent with the City of Brownsville's most recent transit asset management plan and current fleet zero-emission transition plan. The city remains dedicated to fostering innovative solutions that bolster economic growth while preserving our environment for future generations."